Democracy can be messy. We've seen clear reminders of that in Egypt and Libya this year. And in the past few weeks, it's something Vladimir Putin has been reminded of as well. For the past week, Russians have come out in force, protesting electoral fraud in the recent parliamentary elections. And now two men have come forward to challenge Putin. One of them is Putin's former finance minister, Alexei Kudrin, who's positioning himself to lead a new liberal party. And the other is an entrepreneur, Mikhail Prokhorov, best known here in the U.S. as the owner of the New Jersey Nets basketball team, now a presidential candidate in Russia. Two challengers coming forward as a consequence, perhaps, of these big anti-government rallies. But take a listen to efforts by Putin supporters in Moscow to organize a rally in support of their guy. Here's Steve Rosenberg from our partner, the BBC.
The Kremlin vowed to bring Vladimir Putin's supporters onto the streets of Moscow, but it wasn't easy to find them. True, next to Red Square, there were several thousand people, some banging drums and waving flags with Mr. Putin's portrait on them. There were rousing speeches, too, from party officials. But most people appeared unexcited to be there.
Russia! Putin! Russia!
Up on stage, one of the speakers is shouting, Russia! Putin! But the crowd really isn't reacting very much, and there's very little applause.
Perhaps it's because many of those in the crowd had different reasons for coming. This pensioner told me that Mr. Putin's party had paid her 500 rubles, around £10, to go along to boost the numbers. There were lots of students, too, who'd been given the day off and bussed in specially. Student Anastasia said her teachers had made her come. She doesn't even like Putin. But if not Putin, then who? At the presidential election in March, he has no obvious rival. Today, though, one of Russia's richest tycoons announced he would run against him. Oligarch Mikhail Prokhorov said that if he was in the Kremlin, he would make Russia prosperous and strong. But it's unclear how much support he'll have. Many Russians have a deep mistrust of the super-rich, and that could work in Mr. Putin's favor.
That is Steve Rosenberg from our partner, the BBC. Joining us now, Ellen Berry, the Moscow bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Good afternoon or good evening.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So even if Alexei Kudrin doesn't run for president, we know Mikhail Prokhorov is, and we know that Prokhorov may actually have the backing of Kudrin. Could there be a threat to Putin's ascension back into the presidential seat?
Well, it's a good question. I think as we start this presidential election cycle, the Kremlin has a big problem, which is that to hold another relatively non-competitive election would sort of further exacerbate what is already a pretty sour mood in the Russian electorate.
How are we to take what you just heard from Steve Rosenberg there in Moscow? Is this a sign that perhaps Putin and his party are weakening, that the tactics that have worked so well in the past are no longer working?
Well, generally, I think that is a problem. Putin still has very strong support in Russia. It doesn't look like his poll numbers are in any kind of a steep decline, although they are in a steady decline, which has certainly worried all of the people in charge of Kremlin politics. What they tried to do yesterday was muster a crowd that was pro-Kremlin, that was as large in number as the group that gathered on Saturday. It seems that was a failure. The police reported the crowd at 25,000, the same report that they gave on Saturday, but people who were there said it was much, much smaller than that. And furthermore, that many of the people who were present were not entirely sure what they were there for.
So Putin is a sort of a larger-than-life figure, not just in Russia, but around the world. What kind of guy is Prokhorov, and would he be able to muster support in Russia as well?
Sure. Well, as I say, the Kremlin is definitely in need of more presidential candidates who will make this into a more believable contest, especially for the type of people who went out onto the square last Saturday. Prokhorov is an interesting figure because his relationship with the Kremlin has been somewhat ambiguous over the years. He's an oligarch. oligarchs more or less need to operate within the system, and if they go run afoul of that, it's traditionally ended badly for them. Prokhorov has survived, and part of that is by making accommodations. For example, he and his partner were co-owners of a newspaper, Izvestia, that published commentaries that were critical of Putin policies. They fired the editor of that newspaper. So that's an example of accommodation. There have been other examples where he seemed to be pushing back against Kremlin authority. So that makes him quite interesting. We're not entirely sure where he stands. And for the last 2 days, there's been a fairly lively discussion in Moscow about whether this is a real run or a Kremlin-blessed fake run for the
presidency. Putin may have even asked him to run for president so that Putin could win and it could be a generally accepted result?
Yes, there are absolutely people saying Prokhorov has been asked to enter this race to absorb some of the anger that we are seeing among middle-class urbanites. In other words, if they attach their aspirations to Prokhorov, who will, in fact, I guess, be on the ballot, and perhaps if he can secure and contain the 10 or 15% of people who would be willing to back him, that would certainly make things much easier for the Kremlin in this election cycle.
But the outcome is still assured, Putin as the next president and former president of Russia.
It's hard for me to imagine any other outcome. He still has a very strong base of support in the population, especially among older women and people outside of urban centers. But the political environment has started changing in an unpredictable way. I don't think anyone would have guessed that there would be a street rally like the one we saw on Saturday.
Ellen Berry is the Moscow bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, speaking to us from Moscow.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.